pro-family leader and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Kicking off the week on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that is going to come from, well, you're going to set it up on your computer, but of course it's going to come to your mobile phone via text. And with this, you can do just, you know, schedule everything you've got coming up. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based upon your locale, which basically sets them apart from the rest of the herd, is they're going to tell you about the things that you can't possibly imagine. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado. Doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I think my boss is in the air right now, if he's not already on the ground. He was headed to Nevada. I know that James Jaeger and a contingent of alumni and people from Tactical Response is headed to Nevada. Even though supposedly it's over, and for all of you out there that think it may be over, I just do you remember the case of little Elian Gonzalez, you know, the Cuban refugee whose mother drowned getting him here, and he was staying with family members in Miami, and then it became a big international case, and you know, they were saying, well, we're gonna have to fight it out in the courts, and then the Border Patrol show up one night in the middle of the night, you know. Nobody knows they're coming because that's what they do. They don't get out there and telegraph they're gonna show up. They show up and they take him at gunpoint. So little bit different sort of terrain and logistical setup there in the desert of Nevada. But I don't think this is over yet. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dimitri Karas of Ares Armor. We're going to talk about the latest goings on there. They have essentially been told that what they were selling was, in fact, firearms. And we're going to talk about how they came to that astounding conclusion. And possibly we'll be joined by Texas Law Shield. I don't know. I didn't receive an email from them. We'll see in the next hour what happens. Now, coming from the USA Today, they're talking about soldiers being armed on a military post. Right now, it has a lot of people in Congress astir, arguing whether troops should be allowed to carry weapons on domestic military bases. They typically cannot now, except when they're training. And it's been that way since I was in the Army. Back in the 80s, we couldn't carry guns. So, I mean, it's not something new. Some lawmakers are asking if they can carry firearms to defend themselves in combat zones. Why not at home, where they might be able to stop a deranged shooter? Let me take that one step further, if I may. why should they be defenseless on a post? And why can't there be designated people carrying them besides MPs. I do not blame Clinton or Bush, Bush 1, Bush 41. Under Bush back then, it was, Dick Cheney was the Secretary of Defense. I don't blame them because, like I said, that policy was in effect when I was in the military prior to them being in it, being in place. So that isn't really part of the problem for me. Now, it was codified by Clinton. It was written in by Bush. It was put to paper that way. Now, according to the USA Today, the overriding concern of those who wrote the rule was safety, and that the idea that ubiquitous guns mixed with young soldiers in stressful conditions could lead not just to accidental shootings, but also to fistfights, escalating gunfire, or to more suicides, which already plague the military. Suicides do plague the military. They're still below the national average of the non-military, which is something nobody ever points out. The other part is, of course, military members who've been trained to fight in combat get out there, and apparently they're no better than the rest of the Wild West because, you know, I when I was in the military, I never saw a fist fight except in training. And they point out how rare they are, so that makes the risk worthy. There have only been three mass shootings on military posts in 5 years. Of course, two of them have happened at Fort Hood. Maybe they should examine the water. After the Navy Yard shooting, military commanders weighed changing the policy, but decided the 24/7 risk of keeping loaded guns everywhere wasn't worth it. They left protection to military police who get special training. Military policemen are infantrymen. In time of combat, they are infantry, nothing more, nothing less. And the idea that they have some specialized training is the same thing we hear out here in the civilian world, where, you know, leave it to the police. They know what they're doing. Yep, ask those people in New York around that shooter near the Empire State Building. Chuck Hagel said after the current Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said after the latest Fort Hood shooting, something's not working. Now, they could do spot checks, but they're going to miss something. They could put more armed military police capable of responding more quickly, a more robust psychological screening, and most particularly treatment for troubled people such as alleged gunman specialist Ivan Lopez, who, like Hassan, bought his weapon off post. I've got an idea. I've got an idea. First and foremost, suicide rates for soldiers who served in Iraq and Afghanistan more than doubled from 2004 to 2009. And it's at 30 per 100,000. USA Today says throw the crumb of, if the goal is more guns and capable hands, the military could arm soldiers willing to go through the same sort of training MPs have to undergo. That would be expensive, time-consuming, and steal attention from other duties. No, it wouldn't, because they're just infantrymen in the final analysis. What you could have. Now, in the military, there are people charged with certain duties. Charge of quarters, fire watch, that kind of thing. And you could set up within each unit teams that rotate per week. Maybe they don't carry their kit with them, but it's in their, you know, it's not on them, but it's in their work area where they're not kitted up, but they can respond, say, in, I don't know, however long it takes to put on a plate carrier and grab a rifle. Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could let sergeants E5 and above carry guns, because each sergeant is a squad leader. Sometimes you have two. So in each squad, you could have somebody that could fight off a deranged killer. Nobody's suggesting that private E1s get handed a pistol and say, now protect yourself, son. Now they want to leave it to the military, because the military commanders, unfortunately, the military generals in charge of these posts, they don't want their soldiers walking around with guns on them. I don't know why. They'll say how great they are, and they'll tell them every payday they tell them that. But every payday. But beyond all that, I have no idea why they don't want them to have them. I think it has a little bit to do with that control thing. By the time you make it too general, I'm pretty sure you're feeling pretty full of yourself. So, in any event. And I hear nothing. Okay, we should be going into a break on a Monday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. While President Obama and the Bureau of Land Management have decided to play tit-for-tat with Russia, you know, they invaded Crimea, so the United States has invaded Nevada. Meanwhile, in the meantime, while everybody's paying attention to that, while the government's paying attention to that, because that's really important about the tortoises and, you know, all the other stuff they put out there out front, they're posting a new set of signs on near the U.S. southern border that the area is not safe because they're entering an active drug and human smuggling area. Sheriffs in Arizona even admit that parts of the state are, in fact, controlled by Mexican drug cartels. But the problems associated with the cartels are reaching beyond the border states now. You know, the things that they are ignoring while we're focusing on Nevada. Drug and human trafficking, kidnapping, prostitution, violence, and money laundering are now reaching places in the United States far beyond the border states. Sam Page is the sheriff of Rockingham County, North Carolina. He told the Washington Times, if we fail to secure our borders, then every sheriff in America will become a border sheriff. We're only a two-day drive from the border and have already seen the death and violence that illegal crossings brings into our community. In Rockingham County, North Carolina, cartels have set up one of their drug warehouses very close to his home, and they've got even more firepower than he does. He says, I'm literally outgunned. The sheriff and other sheriffs across the country were attending Hold Their Feet to the Fire, an annual two-day radio confab in Washington organized by the Federation of American Immigration Reform. Rusty Fleming, a spokesman for the Hudspeth County Sheriff's Office in Texas, is on the front lines of the border battle and said the U.S. side is losing. These cartels are so sophisticated, they're getting affluent white teenagers to help them encrypt their software. They do digital money laundering, can hack into government databases, and actively recruit our agents to keep one step ahead. The rest of America is just now getting a taste of what we've been dealing with for years. He estimates these cartels have infiltrated more than 3,000 U.S. cities and are recruiting local gangs, former prisoners, and teenagers to do their dirty work. There's no doubt that they're spreading themselves very rapidly and very deep in the U.S. interior, said Mr. Fleming. And he's testified before Congress about this. Chuck Jenkins is the sheriff of Frederick County, Maryland. He believes the battle to fight illegal immigration and the infiltration of drug cartels cannot be fought by the federal government, probably because they're not going to. But he says every state and law enforcement officer needs to be able to enforce immigration laws to be effective. Indeed, ICE and the Border Patrol have been told in a lot of cases by the feds, by the Department of Homeland Security, to look the other way. So, why is the border important? Well, this administration has indicated a complete and total tendency to do whatever they got to do to get their end, the end they want. Whatever means necessary to get to that end. So if it means running guns, Fast and Furious should have been the first time ever that they literally loaded up new wings of a federal prison with officials from the U.S. government as it sat on that particular day. From the Department of Justice, from the ATF, in some cases from the FBI. And probably up to the president's staff, and maybe him too, given that he does all of this backdoor gun control stuff that he tries to pull off, the UN Arms Trade Treaty, Fast and Furious, all of these things that he's willing to take your Constitution and just put a match to it. Put a match to it. Now, on the border, you do have people, you know, Arizona, Texas, California. They're there, but the ones that get past them that day are our problem tomorrow. And it's not just the Mexicans. I'm sure there's plenty of good Mexicans that want to come up through the, you know, they want to come to the good life in the United States and live the American dream. And, you know, there are some of them that actually, in total, I don't know how much money they're taking out of the U.S. economy and sending home with no taxation. But they're not the only ones coming through the border. MS-13 is a big, big problem. And Hispanics are not the only one to come up through the border. I mean, they found Al-Qaeda workbooks and uniforms there. And what happens at the border I guess it stays at the border, like the rape trees. Have you ever heard of the rape trees? Where there'll be a tree festooned all over it on its branches with the underwear of raped women. Raped refugees trying to get across the border. And as part of their passageway, they get brutally sexually assaulted. And it's left on display right there on some tree on the border. Never see a picture of that on New York Times front page, do you? So, and they exploit the border to try to bring you more gun control. They brought it to the southern border states as far as the FFLs there. All that notwithstanding, they want immigration reform. That's like having traffic court reform. Or murder reform, for that matter. Somebody asked me not too long ago, what would it do if we just gave everybody amnesty? Well, it'd add $3 trillion to the unfunded liabilities, for one thing. How about all the people that are American citizens already by birth or by, you know, by the work they did that don't have a job, and suddenly let's just throw, what, 18, 20, 30 million people into the mix just to make it interesting. And in the meantime, while Rome burns, we get this little distraction in Nevada, which I, you know, there's more than the Bundy family not paying grazing fees. And yeah, they flew in a bunch of stuff and they did a lot of things. But first things first, in that particular instance, don't for 1 minute think that that is over. Don't for 1 minute think that. Everything they've done, even if they pull back, even if they pull up roots and take everything out, they know where everything is now, intimately. And it's not about the grazing fees, and it's not about a lot of different things. It's about Reed. Harry Reid has a lot of cronies involved in this, a lot of solar farm subsidies riding out there with a lot of friends. He's got to pay back politically. Water rights, land rights, a lot of things out there. On a regular basis, whenever these tortoises that are not even endangered get to be too many, they start killing them themselves. They start killing the poor tortoises themselves, the Bureau of Land Management. So it's not about the turtles. It's not about the turtles. I'm going to talk briefly about the standoff that they had supposedly while this past weekend, and we will go from there. In the meantime, we're going to take a step back. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, if there is anything that you can take away from this past weekend at the in Bunkerville, Nevada, is that for the first time in quite a long, well, maybe in a few years, actually, armed Americans faced off against, quote-unquote, the authorities. And everybody thinks the authorities blinked. And that's because there's a couple of things in play there. First of all, this would have been recorded in real time, and it would have gone out all over. And potentially that's still possibly in play. They're saying they're going to fight this out administratively because they want that $1 million in grazing fees. But, you know, I don't trust them for a minute to just sit back and say, well, we got all these toys in place. Let's just, you know, all of the stuff that they set up, the First Amendment zone, the First Amendment free zone, you know, who do these guys think they are? But one thing that did happen is a bunch of armed civilians got in place. And this is exactly why they want gun control. Because if you didn't have armed civilians in these kind of numbers that will assemble from all over the place and show up from miles around, from states around, then you wouldn't have these pesky things happening. They could just ride in and do what they want. Nevada. Nevada's not a big state for me. I've looked at the download data. I don't know if I have an affiliate in Nevada. Nevada, if you hear me, please listen to me. Harry Reid, I mean, what percentage of Nevada land is actually owned by Nevada? There's my first question. My second question is, why does Harry Reid run your state? Well, there's a couple of answers to that. He's been entrenched for too long. You know, he's got too many political paybacks to pay in Nevada. You know, every time they set up a solar farm, that too disrupts the tortoise. Completely covers their habitat. In Clark County, your sheriff, Gillespie, first of all, he was the one that announced that the BLM was pulling back. You know, why did you let him up there? Gillespie's on their side. Which manager was it? It was one of the city managers or supervisors out there that said, any of these people showing up to try to help the Bundys, they better have funeral arrangements. Really? Really, dude, you think you're a public official and you're going to get out there and say that kind of nonsense? This entire standoff was a disturbing, although I think somewhat orchestrated. Either they are doing things on purpose by bunching up and showing sharpshooters and everything else, or they are so tactically inept it's pathetic. Somewhere in between, though, I think is the truth. This resolution that was reached Saturday, a lot of people are seeing this as a victory for America, victory for freedom within the increasingly status society. This is temporary, at best. Bundy has already been found, I think, I don't know if I want to use the word guilty. He's already been found to be, that he owes these fees. It's already been found that, I think, in some federal court. And yet he has not paid it. And this defiance is the problem, you see. you cannot, it's one thing to pass down a court order. It's quite another thing to go out there and enforce it. The federal threat is still there, though. Now, them coming out there and seizing his cattle, for one thing, how many cows did they kill chasing them with helicopters in 90-degree heat? How many of those did they chain? And, I mean, in Nevada, somebody pointed this out, how many nuclear weapons tests did they put out there? And they're afraid of the cows? I'm sure the tortoise, if the tortoise has adapted, I just keep going back to the tortoise. It's not about the tortoise. It's not even about Bundy. It is about Bundy in that he's the last holdout out there. Reid wants all the land to belong to the BLM. Because if it belongs to the BLM, then it can be parceled out to all of his solar farm buddies. And, it's just the way it goes with Harry Reid. He is a corrupt dude. Let's go to the phones. Art, yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I guess we're going to try this again today. We tried yesterday to get a point across. Several of us tried yesterday on another broadcast to get a point across, but apparently the host wasn't capable of closing his mouth and opening his ears long enough to listen. So let's talk about this land. The question continued to be asked yesterday, is this federal land? And I think what the host was doing was he was hoping someone would call in and say something that would justify his reasoning that the federal government has a right to tax the people out there to use that land. So let's address the issue of the land itself, because that's what this is really about. That is not federal land, and I'll explain why.
Well, let me ask you if my assessment of this is right. Them coming out there and trying to annex parcels of land, which I think something like 84% of Nevada belongs to the BLM. Is it all based upon the new normal where somebody out there convinced somebody there that the federal law is supreme, the federal government is supreme?
Well, they've been working for generations to convince everybody of that. So, yeah, it probably that's probably a part of it. But that land that the Bundys are using is not federal land. And I'll explain to you why it's not federal land. Go back to when Nevada applied for statehood. The agreement for statehood was that all lands not being used for some purpose, beneficial purpose, would become the federal lands. That would be turned over to the federal government. Well, at the time Nevada applied for statehood, that land wasn't even a part of Nevada. I believe it was a part of Arizona. Okay? So that land wouldn't have qualified. Nevada could not have surrendered that land to the federal government as part of the agreement for statehood. Now, let's just say for the sake of argument, that land was a part of Nevada, of the Nevada territory at that time, even though it wasn't. But let's just say for the sake of argument, it was. The land still would not have been qualified as land to be surrendered to the federal government because the agreement was land not being utilized. Well, that land was being utilized because it was being utilized by the Bundy family. Okay, so again, it would not have been land that could have been surrendered to the federal government. Now, the question of ownership, this was another question that kept coming up yesterday. And I'm not going to call the host out by name. Everybody knows who it is. But the other question that kept coming up was, who owns the land? Well, it's public land. It's owned by the people. However, rights to the land, the Bundy family have legal and lawful use rights. They have the water rights. They have the grazing rights. This is all lawful under law. They have these rights to grazing, water, redirection of water for the use of, to be used for the cattle. They have these rights. This is not federal land. The federal government has no authority or jurisdiction out there. And, so, for anybody to try to claim that the federal government has the right and the authority to tax these ranchers, no. No, they don't. They do not have that authority.
Can you hang on through the break?
All right.
Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
Well, I mean, the break's coming up. I didn't want to. I got somebody else that just popped online, but I want to let you finish your thought and everything. I agree with you. I don't understand why governors of these states, when the feds look at a parcel of land and say, we're going to take control of that now, why they don't just mobilize the National Guard and stick them on the border and say, well, come and do it. Annex it, buddy. Should never have given us this anti-aircraft wing. We'll be right back. Art, you hold on. Fred, you hold on. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bald and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Art. Art, I got somebody holding, but you take, you know, let's finish your thought real quick.
Okay, well, like I said, it's not federal land. It's owned by the people. Now, what does this mean? While we, the people, own that land. Right? It's our land. We have the right to use it as we see fit, provided we don't destroy it. And the Bundys have been doing a great job since the, what was it, the 1870s?
Yes.
They've been doing a great job of taking care of that land, protecting it, making sure it stays in pristine condition. This also means that while he has the grazing rights, water rights, things like this, to help work with, you know, to take care of his cattle. If you live in that area, guess what? Being public land, being the fact that you, the citizen of Nevada, own that land, you can go out there anytime you want and elk hunt, provided you don't endanger his cattle. You see how this works? This is not federal land. Federal government has no authority. And so, you know, the Bundy family doing the right thing. Stick to your guns. Don't back down. And I would recommend to every other rancher out there.
Well, he's supposedly the last rancher out there.
He's the last man standing.
Yeah.
The last man standing. But any other ranchers out there, you know, I would suggest stop any taxes that they might be trying to levy on you for whatever land you might be using. Tell them to go stuff it. and every rancher pull together. But arm yourself and get ready, folks, because this party, it's just getting started.
Yes, sir. How did that go for you there, Art? Was it a better time than than your last attempt of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Thanks, man. You have a great one.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a 2-day running conversation with some friends on Facebook, including a judge, about this. And a couple of things clarified for me that I think are to the point of the Bundy issue. The first point is ownership of land does not delegate authority. And what I mean by that is if I wanted to say that I owned my own land in Georgia, I can't just declare I'm going to be a legislative authority. I'm going to make my own laws and say there's no income tax. That doesn't fly.
Right.
The reason I say that is you go back and look at the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. It said the government can have full legislative authority over Washington, D.C., and here's the critical point, and over such land in the states purchased for forts, magazines, armories, et cetera, needful buildings. The reason those terms are in there, I found out, was during the Constitutional Convention, they were arguing, well, if the federal government has a fort, you have to be able to manage it, right? Because they were going to have the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, I think, and they did. They were concerned that the state was going to march in and go, it's our convention. So what they did made perfect sense. You know, we can't have states trumping military bases in every different state having different laws and the ability to stomp on them. So, but that also means that if the land that the federal government owns isn't for one of those purposes, like an official duty, then they're just another tenant, just like you or I. Does that make any sense?
So what you're saying basically is this whole federal use, like for a military reservation, is basically just a toehold that they used in order to expand what they would consider to be a legitimate grab by the feds. Is that basically what you're saying?
Fine, but let's flip it around the other way. Let's ask the question, under what authority, under what constitutional authority do you claim you're acting? All right, so let's ask the feds, under what authority do you have to do it? And they can't point anyone unless it is a armory, magazine, fort, dock, or needful building. And if they had a needful radar, installation out there, they could say, well, you know, we're doing our business out here, and it's federal property.
Fred, what you don't understand is that Harry Reid is a very important man. And, you know, you can't put a solar farm on a military post. There's nowhere to march when you do that.
No. Yeah, but you see, they're not authorized to build solar farms. There's their dilemma. The list of things that they should have authority over are pretty small. Doesn't mean that they follow the rules. But I think the reasonable argument is that land is under the authority of the state of Nevada. Right? Common land, even if it were your my property and I lived in Nevada, the state would still have authority to pass laws over how I behave on that property. Fair enough. But the feds don't. And that's really the crux of it. The other thing I'll bring into the mix here that was discussed is the idea of supreme law of the land. That supreme law of the land statement has a clause in it that says, under this Constitution. The inference there is the government has to be doing something they're permitted to do for that law to have supremacy.
Yeah, but they're not really permitted to do very much at all.
Well, I know. But let me give you an example that most people can understand. In the Middle Ages, the king had the right of the first night with a new bride. So if you're going to get married and the king decided, hey, I wanted to teach your new wife the ropes before she goes to marry you, he can have her pulled over and going to spend the night with the king. Well, you can't argue that that supremacy clause would apply in the United States, right? It's obvious that the government doesn't have that charter. The federal government can't do that kind of stuff. So keep the supremacy clause in mind with if it's something you're supposed to be doing, yeah, you know, it trumps state law. But that's something that we have forgotten and had been convinced otherwise. So those are my statements. Oh, and to Art's comment about don't pay your taxes, that'll only work if we all do it at the same time. I would not suggest any individual just decide to go start that on his own.
We need to start a Facebook page and do something concerted, don't we?
Well, I guess we should, but I have a feeling with all the stuff I've been posting, I'm going to be kicked off pretty soon.
We'll see. We'll see. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the discussion. Bye.
Yes, sir. You know, here's the thing about this. When the feds come in and say he owes fees and they show up with, you know, that's when you show up with a lawyer and a court order. And then you keep, you know, this is an administrative case. It's not, the Bundys haven't attacked anybody. They're not running a compound. They're not some white supremacist group. They're running cows. You don't show up with an armed force and start tossing people around. And, you know, for those cops that were throwing women around, you guys are real tough. You guys are really tough. You guys have no honor. And there's plenty of civilians that are showing up, and they're showing up in full kinds of kit. And you get to see what you may be facing. And you may have select fire capability, but that's not really what wins in combat is. It is going to be semi-automatic, targeted fire. And yet something in me just keeps feeling like this is some sort of a distraction on something. Some sort of a distraction. But that's, that, you know, that with every one of these things that happens, folks, every one of these things where people's awareness increases, like in New York, like in Connecticut, like now in Nevada, across the country, they are dragging the low info voter into a state of awareness, into a state of being awake. So, yes, it's an outrage, but it's also a staging point in U.S. history where for the first time ever, this government is being told no. And they're not used to that. They're not used to that in Connecticut. They're completely shocked by it. Cuomo, what's he going to do? He's got, what's the date? The 13th. In 2 days, Cuomo comes up against full force opposition and defiance. And in Nevada, they're facing the entirety of the federal government now in the form of the BLM. Way to go. Let's flip into the next hour. I don't know if we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield. We'll see, and if we are, we'll roll with that. In the meantime, on a Monday, this is Lock and Load.